From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that it has been over 2 years and now a third growing season since New York legalized recreational cannabis, but New Yorkers are still not allowed to grow their own plants. Growing cannabis in gardens won't be legal until after the State Office of Cannabis Management has issued, and I quote, regulations governing home cultivation of cannabis, which will occur within 18 months of the first adult use retail sale, end quote. First legal retail sale was in December, so it could be sometime in 2024 before home growing is legal. Right now, only medical marijuana patients with prescriptions are allowed to legally grow at home, which was allowed last September. Right now, New York has 120,827 registered medical cannabis patients. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Chris Churchill reports in the Times Union that despite an indictment on 34 charges, Representative Elise Stefanik is standing by former President Donald Trump. Stefanik wrote on April 4th that, and I quote, the shameful arrest of President Trump is an unprecedented and chilling chapter in the left's weaponization of the justice system against their leading political opponent. Trump will defeat this latest witch hunt, end quote. It is a reverse course for Stefanik, who usually backs the blue and the legal system. Stefanik has previously called for the arrest of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and often makes references to, and I quote, the Biden crime family, end quote. Stefanik is standing with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia woman who believes in Jewish space lasers, and George Santos, the serial liar in backing Trump. Stefanik is among the first congressional representatives to endorse Trump's 2024 election campaign. Stefanik now represents Rensselaer County in New York's 21st Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that more than a year and a half before the general election, and with no idea who her opponent will be, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union has endorsed Democrat U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bid for re-election. The union represents about 45,000 New York State residents in the retail, grocery, pharmacy, food service, food processing, cannabis, warehousing, nursing home, nonprofits, and agricultural industries. Former Representative Lee Zeldin, who lost his effort to be governor last year to Democrat Kathy Hochul, has hinted he might attempt to win the Republican nomination. No Democrat has announced a campaign to beat Gillibrand in the primary election, which is more than a year away. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that the Mountaintop Cares Coalition Group in Maple Crest is getting a $150,000 grant from the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts, a national organization working on the opioid epidemic in the United States. Patrick McGee, executive director of Mountaintop Cares Coalition, said, and I quote, this assistance and support to our mission will have a great impact on our ability to provide services to our community. These efforts will help us support our clients, end quote. A 2022 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report said that overdose fatalities increased by more than 30% from 2019 to 2020. Locally, sheriffs put out warnings repeatedly after local overdoses. The Mountaintop Cares Coalition won one of only 15 grants out of 428 applicants from the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.